Hey, Chip Stotts, come up here, would you, real quick? This is kind of unannounced, but we had a magnificent time, I think it was 2 weeks ago, with the midnight prayer call. We went up and prayed through Joel 2 all the way to midnight, and then at the very last half hour, Chip and Joanne stood up here and prayed for the last part of Joel 2, which was, and anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so we prayed for evangelism with that last half hour and several other things when the team led. And afterwards, Dr. Stotts said he had a vision, and I want him to share that with us. Can I call you doctor?
I'm a master, not a doctor.
All right.
I'm thinking the context of what this was, but we're talking and praying about the fire and wells being drilled and this being a hotbed for the oil that came in the 20s. And then we were hoping and praying that we're believing that 100 years later, the wells would be drilled in the spirit and then we would see an outpouring. And the vision that I had, I don't know when it was, but during that time, we were just praying that night, I saw it started here. It was just an eruption of light that came out of this building here and then moved very, very quickly to the west along 254 or 54, whatever this is, through the center of town, down central, very, very quickly, all the way to 135 in Wichita, took a left and went down. And then when it hit Kellogg, it went west. And as it hit Kellogg, it exploded. And all the light, because it was literally boom, boom, boom. And when it hit there, the light went up all the roads throughout Wichita. So, and I'm sure, I can't remember, it was also pulsating through El Dorado, but the real explosion I saw was the light just manifesting up and down the streets, all the streets of Wichita.
Yeah, and why that was significant to me and why I wanted him to share that was because there have been words in the past about revival breaking out from the center of the United States, even national words, and that there was a hub like on a wagon wheel that exploded with fire and it went down all the spokes of the wagon wheel and went out from there. So when he said that, that came back to mind. But the significant part about that word is the fire did not start in the hub of the wagon wheel. The fire started outside and it went down one of the spokes from the outside in. And it went from the outside of the wheel to the hub, then the hub exploded, and then all the spokes lit on fire and the whole thing took off like in a revival fire. And so I believe, and I'm biased, I'm fifth generation here with my sixth generation babies in little old El Dorado, Kansas, but I believe as El Dorado goes, so Wichita goes. In the natural first, 100 years ago, and in the spiritual. And I believe as Wichita goes, so the nation goes. It is the air capital of the world. There's contention about that because it's the abortion capital as well in the middle of the United States, but at the heart of the nation, as Wichita goes, as Sam said multiple times, there are global consequences to what happens in prayer in Kansas. And I believe there's supposed to be a revival in Wichita, Kansas. I believe we're going to have 100,000 intercessors out of Wichita that changes at the breadbasket of the nation. So I say that to say, I've been telling you guys, we're drilling for oil. Significant things are going to happen from El Dorado that affect the nations.